My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickety snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar, by Harley Stroh.
Alright, listen to the Tome, a D&D news, reviews, interviews, and advice podcast with your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. It's a critical hit at www.thetomeshow.com.
Alright.
Go ahead and give out some more dice.
And where were we last time? We were in the middle of a combat with the fine gentlemen that were at the top of the stairs. These gentlemen are very nasty. They're all armed with short swords, daggers, and clubs. They look rather... let's see here. They seem to be wearing dog pelts. Just to get an idea on the terrain, is you have stairs going up here to a single curtain where we have our lovely Amina is now surrounded up the top of the stairs with Jambin on the stairs. Mal is in the warehouse, and then we have Shinsari and Valenay in the secret room disabling various traps on a big chest they found. Plus, there's a guy up here who's screaming orders to these guys and firing a crossbow, and there's another guy up there he keeps talking to.
Okay, now, which model am I?
You are that one.
Okay.
One right there.
You have all the sharp, pointy things.
You have pointy things, yes.
Gotcha.
One thing to keep in mind for your two-handed fighting,
mm-hmm.
Your second weapon, you don't actually get to attack with it. It's based on powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's different from D&D.
All right. For the record, and for those listening at home, Scott and Melissa are not here this week because they are on their anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We have our buddy Michael sitting in and playing Valenay, or Melissa's character.
Howdy.
And as everyone who's been listening to the show knows, Raphael met with a disastrous end at the tentacles of an audiog last time. And so while he's off being brought back to the land of the living, Eric will be playing Mal.
And I'm sure I can kill him, too.
Nice. So we'll see who can die. Well, when we last left off, all of the dog brothers, guys with the dog pelts, had all... A bunch of them had smacked up Amina quite a bit. And it is now Amina's turn. So, Amina is bloodied, surrounded.
Hey, Ethan, where am I on the initiative?
I'm going to leave.
Where am I on the initiative?
Where are you?
Yes.
You're...
Do I go...
He's next, and then you're...
That's what I need to know.
Hmm. 19 plus...
Okay, what are you doing?
25. Cleave.
Cleave. On which one?
Right in front of me.
One right in front of you that has been... The cursed one. The one that's been peppered quite a bit. Okay.
And I got a 25.
And you got a 25. Well, that will hit his mighty AC. Roll damage. That does damage to an adjacent one as well, right?
Lee? Yes.
Does how much? 3?
It does 5.
5. So we'll just take that over to him. Okay.
Or, I don't know, it says 5 on here. But maybe it's 3. It says it does strength.
Whatever your strength modifier is.
My strength modifier is only a 3, but this says 5.
I think you get a plus. I think you get a plus because you have that dwarven.
Oh yeah, I have the dwarven feat.
Dwarven weapon thing. So you do 5.
So yeah, it's 5. And the regular damage is 14.
14. That is enough to kill the cursed dude.
Whose curse was that, dude?
That was your curse.
My
Mr.
curse.
Mount.
Woohoo! Oh, wait, I'm also. Temporary hit point for the win! I'm also really hurt. Sorry about that.
Okay, so now it goes down to Valinae. Michael.
Excellent.
You are in this room. She is disarming several traps on a chest you guys found. In this room is a bed. There's a desk out here, lots of papers scattered around. And then there is this scuffle going on at the top of the stairs. Now you have your three actions you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can move. Your speed is 6 squares normally, so.
Okay.
Move action, standard action, minor action.
And I don't believe she'd used any of her daily stuff yet, so.
And we had enough time to rest.
So these are your at will stuff.
Not like a
these are encounter powers.
I forgot I can use a.
Okay.
Do my second wind as a free
there
action.
There might be more on the backside, too.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Or a minor action.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I should.
So I can hear the scuffle.
Uh-huh.
The room that we're in now, she's disarming.
The scuffle
things.
Has been going on for
several rounds.
Several rounds at this point, yes.
She, before
because
that happens,
she was...
can she use her second win as a minor? Because she still
That's right,
win.
You're a dwarf, so yes. Okay. Dwarves can use a second win as a minor action because they're dwarves. So does that make you not bloodied?
Yes.
Not bloodied.
Now you're free to do whatever you want, but the reason why that she was down there was that she was staying and covering me while I was finishing picking the locks. But you were free mm-hmm. to do what you want because she was mad at everybody else.
Gotcha.
But you're free to do what you like.
Well,
if they come down the stairs, we're screwed.
I would say, does the room that we're in right now looks fairly secure? There's no other points of entrance besides the one that we're in?
Well, the room you're in, yeah. The only point of entrance you see is this is the curtain going out into this area, and this is a very big, cluttered warehouse / junk pile in here. This is where you guys fought this Audiog in this big hole. This is a secret room that she discovered with this big, basically, chest of drawers was. The bed is right here up against the wall.
Okay.
Xena, no.
Well, things look pretty secure here. You work on that. I'm going to go see if I can't help them with the noises out there.
All right.
You got it under control?
Yes.
Excellent. And then my movement is 6.
And you can move diagonal, just not around hard corners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the door figure, is that blocking the staircase?
You can go
through them, but also understand that this area and this area are threatened by these guys. Actually, not by this guy because he's at a hard corner, but by this guy and this guy. So if you move in, you can move up past him. You can move past friendly models without a problem. You can move past them. This guy and this guy will get an attack of opportunity on you as you move out of that square. You have to keep moving when you go into that square. So that's where you're at.
Okay. Now, do I have... I only show one weapon on here. Do I have two of those? Or
you have two
you
weapons,
have two scimitar,
but you can
yes.
only use...
You generally can only use one of them.
Yeah, but
right.
what happens is it adds extra damage
have,
as
right.
well as your
yeah.
power.
One weapon,
yeah.
two weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then I would like to do...
to move 6 squares.
1, 2, 3. Now, if I'm here, I can't touch either one of them because I'm still on the stairs.
That is correct. There's a wall in the way.
And I don't think you have enough move to get all the way up anyway.
Unless you run. If you run, you will grant combat advantage. You can get up there if you run as your move action. You could run all the mm-hmm. way up here. They will all get combat advantage on you, and they will
two.
Get swings on you as well.
Yeah. They will get +2 to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have groovy things like sneak attacks, those go off when they have combat
right, because they have combat advantage
right.
on.
But remember, they're just guys wearing dog pelts.
Now, if I move into this square, uh-huh. would I have line of sight into this room at
no.
all? All right.
Nope, straight
there's
up.
There's a wall there.
There's a wall. Go straight up to the ceiling.
And I'm not sharing my beard.
2, 4.
I might share my beard with you since you're cool.
I have 6 movement. If I land there, can I then use my face step to move into the room?
Your face step
is
an encounter move action. You have spent a move action to get to that square.
And then I can use my standard action.
You can use your standard action as a move action to get in that room. Yes.
But then you'd be in that room with a minor action left and basically unable to attack anything.
And you could spend an you still have an action point left. You could spend it, you could do all that, end up behind the dude, spend an action point and get an attack.
Because of the last one.
And using your face step to move from there will, and because of the way it's situated, you won't provoke any opportunity attacks because of the hard corner there. So.
Excellent. Then that is what I'll do. I'll use
this guy and this guy can't attack you.
I will use the rest of my movement to go occupy that space, face step to immediately behind
them. And it's two squares, right?
Face step is up to five.
Up to five, so where do you want to be?
Immediately behind them.
Right there. Okay, so now you are flanking this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to burn your action point.
Yes, an action point gives me this another standard action.
You've used this for the encounter.
I would put your hunter's quarry on the guy you're going to attack. Mm-hmm. Because
technically now you have a minor action left.
So
I'm going to use my minor action to designate him as my quarry.
Okay.
See, because you're going to do an extra die six, but if you have a feat, what feats do you have? Let me check something. What are your feats? How many feats do you have?
Good call.
Aw, lame-o. Okay.
First level character, dude.
No, lame-o.
So now you burn your action point, so now you have a standard action you can do. You can do something with standard action.
These are encounters, so this would be the only you could use basically one per encounter. This would be
you also have the daily
each
one.
Enemy in the burst you can see. Burst one.
Ooh. Which would get everybody.
That's what
you
I'm
could
thinking.
Hit everybody.
Yeah,
so
the way a burst works
is a kind of a giant arc.
Yeah.
No, burst goes out from you in equal whatever everybody number is there. Like burst one goes one square in every direction from you.
Well, I would use that because it would be plus
five. Everybody.
I like that plan.
Yeah, so it's plus five to your dice.
Yes.
So it's a
and it's a dice eight plus three plus your minor.
The way it works is you roll to hit each one separately, and it's versus what AC?
It is versus AC.
Okay,
strength
so
versus AC.
Let's roll for this guy first. And it's D20 plus 5.
Right?
13. That will hit. This guy?
This guy, you get a plus. Is it 2 for flanking or 1? 2.
It's plus 2.
Plus
and
two.
Then here's my designated as my quarry, which means extra D6 if I hit.
If you hit him. You will hit him.
17.
Roll this dude, just at a plus 5. And what is
16.
That? 16. 16. We'll miss him. So you will hit these two. Roll damage.
Okay,
you just roll damage once.
D8 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same damage for everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just roll damage
except
once.
Except you...
4.
So, and then that other guy...
Hold on just a second. I think I'm missing my dude.
The other guy gets a die 6 extra damage.
Oh, crap. I think missing dude. Sorry. There's a dude right here.
Ooh,
so roll the hit against him, too, because you would have hit him.
Nope.
Now, knowing that guy was there, would you wanted to move anywhere else? You wanted to move differently because I did forget to put him in there. I apologize.
Nope.
Okay.
Well,
so you hit these two. What was your damage? You rolled
4.
So 4.
That guy takes
plus
the for the
let's
designated
do
target.
4 for him first, and then it's 4 plus your D6 against this dude.
There
5.
We go.
And this guy.
Yep.
So 4 plus 5 or
yep.
So 9 total. Okay, they are all still up. Okay. Let me go ahead and scratch that encounter ability.
Can I have a...
There you go, I got some.
All right. Jambin, it's all you, man.
Okay. Move me up right behind our other dwarf, please. Because there's a hard wall right there, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Where you're at, you can see... You can see this guy. You can't make any melee attacks against this dude because of the hard corner. You can see this guy, however. Both of them are going to have cover because of your situation.
That's fine. Anyway, I'm going to be using a minor action, close burst, healing on her.
Okay.
You can spend a healing surge, and you get an additional 2 plus with my special ability. I always forget that.
Do you get to roll, or
no? It's healing lore. Healing lore.
You have to think that as your charisma bonus to your healing.
I believe it does two.
So whatever your charisma. She's upset because I keep telling them not to keep the toys.
Healing lore, make the most of your cleric. Wisdom, add your wisdom. Well, my wisdom is a plus four, so you get an extra six plus whatever your healing surge does.
Six is 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which puts me at exactly full.
Okay, so I did that once.
You see how that happened?
Mm-hmm.
For two turns in, she was at 10 hit points, now she's back at full.
Alright, so then I can see one guy, though?
Yes. You can see two guys, but you can't really make any melee attacks against anyone.
I still can use Divine Glow, though, which is a close glass 3.
Yes. Does it discern, though? Is it just close glass 3? Each enemy in glass?
Yep.
Okay. Then you can start it right here and then do it in a 3 arc. So most you'd be able to hit. You could start it out here and hit these 3 guys.
I will do so.
I'd let you do that because it's magic. You just have to poke your hand in there. So
that's fine.
So it is... Oof. What's it versus?
See me.
It is versus reflex.
Okay.
You said 3 or 4 guys?
3 guys.
Okay. That would be a 23.
Hit.
16.
Hit.
And this one will hit too then.
Okay. So all 3 hit. Roll in.
Okay. And now you... And you get a plus 2 power bonus to attack rolls until the end of my next turn.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to remember that.
10 points of radiant damage.
Don't give me more.
No, I just grabbed one.
Oh. That will bloody this guy.
Oh, I got one.
And it will bloody your quarry.
Make me look stupid from last time. Now you're going to die.
Okay. Bloodied. Shinsari.
And then you're still down with the...
Yeah, with the chest of drawers. And do I only have one left?
I think so.
Well, I'm technically two, but I... Even if I go to open this one... Because unless you let me attempt to disarm the trap again, which you won't.
That is beyond your skill to disarm.
Okay.
What's your reflexes?
Yeah, and we determined that there was no trap.
Eric, do your dogs chew off your toys like...
No traps, but it is the lock.
Or do they just chew on them usually? No.
Okay. Well, then I will go ahead and throw my dice on the floor. Okay, I'll go ahead and try to...
We had one dog who used to...
unlock it.
Within 5 minutes, he was squeaky out of the toy.
Well, she's been... She ate Kong. And those are supposed to be basically...
24?
All right, you skillfully unlock the drawer. Slide it on open, and there are 2 vials inside the drawer.
How vile?
Full of this sort of viscerously gray liquid with this black stuff floating in it, like these black flecks floating in it.
You know you want to drink it. There's a dice by your foot.
Can I use, is it magical? Yeah, that would be my die that I throw on the floor.
Is it magical?
Can I tell?
You can give me an arcana check.
That is really crappy. 15?
It is not. As far as you can tell, it is not giving off magical aura.
Okay. What else would you use to try and figure out what that is?
That's what you would use. It's the arcana.
It's either not magical or you didn't roll
it. It's based on...
Okay.
Alright, so now essentially you have a minor action left this turn.
Okay.
Do anything else?
I guess,
Do the shuffle?
No, that's the hustle.
Do the mashed
potato. But I like the hustle.
You're a hustler?
No.
I don't know. Double check to make sure that there aren't any more hidden drawers or doors.
In your minor action, you look around and you don't see any more minor drawers.
Okay.
Mal, you're up.
Okay, let's see. Where am I? Back there. 1, 2, 3 up. If I move up 3 behind, I guess, the dwarf there, can I actually see anybody?
Up three behind the dwarf, you can you'd be able to see the two bloodied guys, but they will have cover.
That's fine.
Zena, and what does it matter with you?
Since I'm here, I can make ranged attacks, and this guy, because this is a...
Right, that guy is behind. You don't even know he's there.
Okay, cool.
He doesn't even know you're there.
All right, and I can see this guy, so yep. I'm going to mark him.
Okay.
And Eunice, it's DC 20 plus 1/2 the level of the magic item.
And then I'm going to... And I move 3,
you know,
right?
At least 20,
right.
It's not going to matter.
Okay, so I have cover. Or not cover, what is it?
Concealment.
Shadow walk. I have concealment until the end of my next turn.
Yeah, my it's because I roll really right. low.
So concealment.
Well, I'm sensing.
I'm going to hit
takes a minute.
The one that I just marked with
identifying as a standard action.
Let's hit him with the Eldritch Blast.
All right, make your ranged attack -2 because of the
probably not going to hit. It's an AC 4.
No, I'm afraid that...
I'm sorry, sorry, AC3.
Okay, hang on, let me check. No.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid it falls short by a few squares. No.
Is that why the other dwarf fell out the wall?
Yes.
That was clipping error.
He was diving wildly out of the way.
Okay. The guy up on top of the landing up there gets to go. And he barks something... to the guy behind him, you can give me a notice check, as can you, because you guys are in the room.
Where do I find notice?
It's a skill.
Perception?
Perception, yeah. Sorry. And for you, it's +7. So
that would be a 21.
Mm-hmm. I got an 8. I'm busy.
Okay. You're busy fending off
three
attacks.
Guys, yeah.
You see him, he turns to the person and goes, do it now. That's what it says. And she says, do it now, Arturo. Or Arthur, excuse me. He then hefts up his longbow and takes another shot. He actually takes a shot at you
now,
because you're there.
The guy that is right beside me does it, or the guy at the top of the ladder?
Top of the ladder.
Okay.
That's the guy. All right, top of the ladder is shooting at you with the longbow. I'm assuming a 9 does not hit your AC. So.
No.
Back to the...
You missed!
4... Arthur gets to go. Everyone hears a ka-chunk sound. Let's see, I need Jeremy and Eric's characters to both give me saving throws.
What?
Failed.
I got a 12.
Okay. What'd you get?
12.
Zena!
That's good, because you're not prone. These stairs become a slide, and you guys both slide down the stairs. You fall prone.
Yay.
You, however, do not. You are standing on map.
That's okay.
You broke his wall.
No problem. Anytime. Can I have my ribs back, please? Oh, my glorious head.
Even if I
this guy disappears from
anyway.
You.
You are infernally pecked, so you might have a glor snap for all we know.
I follow my butt and yell, oh, my glor snap!
That's what happens when you tempt evil powers. You get glor snaps.
Are you just going to yell at them, or are you going to go upstairs?
I'm going to
yell.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want?
I was going to ask you for a fizzy water if you were going to go upstairs, but if
you're... As long as I'm going upstairs, anybody else need
anything? Need a Diet Dr. Pepper, please.
I would also take a Diet Dr. Pepper if you have enough arms and glar thoughts to carry them.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, first of all, these two guys are going to be attacking our nice ranger because they are flanking said ranger.
One of them is flanking.
No, they're both getting flanking bonuses.
Yeah.
Because the guy's...
This guy has a flanking on you, and this guy has a flanking on you.
Oh, so then, okay. Because I thought you about the guy in the far corner.
No.
My apologies.
No.
You're not the only one that thought he was saying that.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Okay.
Occasionally he just says things, and
well,
we just go, what?
It kind of didn't
What's
help
your
he was touching the wine 15. When he was saying it, so...
Okay, one hits you, and another hits you. Ooh.
That's after we find the Beggar King, we're going to string him up.
And tear off his skin?
No, because that would be torture. We're just going to string him up.
Oh, okay.
Take 13 points of damage as they stab you with, as one of them stabs you with the short sword, and take another...
He deserves it.
Can it be holy
rats? 9 points of damage when another one stabs you with the short sword.
Sure,
holy okay, that puts me
you
below my bloody points.
We
so you are bloody.
Stick them on there.
Significance of any sort.
Okay, our ranger is now bloody.
Uh-oh.
After being stabbed twice.
Uh-oh!
Well, you get stabbed twice.
Yeah, it, my...
My All right.
Wonderful the spin strike two. Didn't work as well as I'd hoped it would.
Hmm.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Another two. Well... This guy's gonna go ahead and shift up to the... next to you. You will not have
Does
any advantage
an
on
him. No, because he was already in my space. Never mind.
Right. Well, no. He would have provoked, but he shifted. He didn't actually move. He
oh, that's that, the, like the free right. five from... Gotcha.
So he shifts over. He still doesn't have any combat advantage on you because he's not flanking you. He will swing at you.
See ya.
And will definitely hit you again.
Come here, baby.
Ow. So you get hit for a third time for 10 more points of damage.
Yeah, that puts me at zero.
Okay, you're unconscious.
The ranger is now unconscious.
Hmm.
And then the one dude that's left over that's bloodied is going to swipe at you. What's your AC?
18.
Then I would presume a 13 misses. So.
Xena.
And it is your turn, Amina.
I am going to do bleed again. Yes,
and you do notice the stairs behind you have just became a slide. The ranger does went down.
Woo! I'm assuming...
Zero.
Sweet.
Precisely.
Yeah, look at that. You can get killed.
Well,
I'm assuming
I intended for my hitting to do much better than it did before, so...
Here.
I'm assuming 14 does not hit his AC.
Right now.
I miss.
Okay. Malene, you are unconscious. You give me a saving throw.
Oh, wait.
Right?
Does a 16 hit?
16 hit? No.
I forgot I hit
a
plus 2.
Roll dice 20 and you got a 19. Okay. You almost did it.
So you fail. You fail. No, you succeed at your death save so far. Essentially, you get to make death saves until someone revives you.
If you fail three times, you're dead.
If you fail the save three times, you die.
Okay.
As long as you continue succeeding,
is it 9 and above?
You roll a 20?
10 and above.
10.
You stabilize automatically and get to spend a healing surge.
Oh, cool.
So, first, they explain, you know, how saving throws work?
A little bit, yeah.
D20.
Okay.
1 to 9, fail. 10 or higher is...
Right.
Okay. Jambin, you're at the bottom of these stairs.
Get off of my glory snap! Oh!
I'll accidentally step on his glory snap again.
Ow! Oh, the pain! Oh, God.
So, can I get up these stairs?
I'm gonna need another one of those.
Oh. You can drive.
Do I? Well, I can't tell that he went down, though.
Nope. Unless you heard the sickening thud when I hit the floor.
You're standing on Mal, and Amina is still at the top of the stairs.
Get off!
Tina, go lay down.
What does it look like it take for me to get to the top?
It will either be a athletics or acrobatics check, depending on how you want to go about getting up the stairs.
Run really fast.
What if it's history? Can I use history to go?
No, but you can tell how people have gotten up the stairs like this in situations before and tell stories about it.
What about Arcana? Can I magic my way up the stairs?
No, dungeoneering. Use dungeoneering.
Intimidate. Can I intimidate my way up the stairs?
Is there anything that I could loop a rope around at the top of the stairs?
Your fellow compatriot.
Your fellow compatriot, there is a curtain rod up there for the black curtain.
I didn't set a weight, but not heavy enough for you to drag yourself up the stairs.
The only other maybe thing that would be up there would be the curtain rod, because there's that black curtain that's up there.
That's not going to hold my weight. Okay, I'm going to try an athletics check.
Okay.
To move up those stairs.
Okay.
Okay, let me get a running start.
Big in the feet.
Get down to the sprint pose.
Not going to hold him, but Amina will.
No, that's just because he's an infernal.
An infernal pack warlock, yes.
If I had holy water, I'd dump it. Though, is there even a place I can stand at the top of the stairs?
If you get up to the top of the stairs, you will have to continue moving past Amina. So it will take a move action to get up there.
I know, I'm gonna get
probably you have to spend another move action to get
welcome
past
to
Amina.
My world.
Because Amina's at the top of the stairs.
Just chuck someone down the stairs. Just start grabbing and throwing.
And I will tell you, if you get up to the top of the stairs, if you pass your check is going to be a move action to get up there.
Uh-huh.
It will take another move action to get past her, and you would have to spend that move action as a shift action once you get up there to not be attacked by opportunity attacks.
Too bad she didn't shift.
Huh? God, they just fudged us over. Okay. There are windows outside, right?
Yes, up on the second story.
Well, I either
there is this
in.
Other door over there. We all know how opening another door.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open another door. Hey, look, reinforcements.
Of course, to get to those windows, you have to get to those windows. You really have to climb over the filth encrusted fountain that is.
I don't care.
The statue of Orcus.
I'm just trying to be able to get to our fallen comrade without dying horribly.
Which, yeah. In my head, my move looked much better.
Well,
than it
unfortunately,
did on paper.
I have to find out.
I'm sure that it didn't help that there was a guy behind you.
Okay, then I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to move up. Athletics. A 15.
Okay, now you've seen the Tom and Jerry cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Or the Scooby-Doo cartoons. As you run up the stairs, slip and slide, and you fall back down the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, God! Right in the main machine! Oh!
I mean, I'm saving throw.
I do have to stand my ground.
That's fine, and you get a bonus to your saving throw.
Well, actually, I just get another saving throw to ignore it.
You can make your other save to ignore it.
Yes, if it's considered a... When pushed...
It would essentially be a tripping action.
So, oh, yes. Okay, well...
I will let you use that so you can do it again. Okay, you fall prone on top of Mal.
Oh! Right in the main machine.
Shinsari, there's something just came crashing down the stairs outside.
Mal is screaming about his floor snap.
I've spilled my beer.
On Mal, yes.
Right on
my teleport.
I can't
is it just
remove
from space?
That.
And you have to be able to see where you're going.
You made me spill my beer.
Done.
Well, do you want to teleport to a table?
No. Possibly.
I think that would probably suck.
You just come stand on top of us and then face step to the top of the stairs.
Yeah, that
you can
was,
do that.
That was actually what I was thinking about doing.
Yeah, so I ran up the stairs and paced up into the room, and I'm not so working well.
What's your move?
It's six.
You can step on them, which is fine.
Oh, my kidney. Oh, God. Oh.
Effectively, it's difficult terrain. So that's five spaces.
Yeah, especially since I'm trying to scrape beer off of him.
Yeah, okay, and then I can...
face step to the top.
Face step to the top.
Oh, still, this beer is expensive.
Poof. You appear up here.
Woohoo!
With big burly men in front of you.
Yay!
Two of which are bloody.
Yes. And at this point, you have a minor action left, I believe. Unless you want to spend an action point.
I don't think I have any action points. I think I used my action point last round. Your last...
You would be correct. It's not marked on the thing, so... You used it, so you actually only have a minor action left.
Which, I don't think I actually have any minor actions.
Alrighty. Mal, you are underneath a dwarf.
Oh!
Can I roll to one side, or try to roll to one side?
Get off me, get off me, get off me!
I tried.
You can
Do so, no problem. Don't you stand up, it's a move action.
Yes. Your evil powers have cursed
us. How sturdy these walls look.
Oh, I don't know. Why do you ask? What is it you're planning on?
Actually, what I wanted to do was roll over here.
Okay.
Well, I know that there are bad guys up in that room.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really fancy my think that getting up the stairs is going to be difficult. I'm wondering if it's going to just be easier to blow a hole in the wall.
Yeah, I was kind of tempted to do that.
You can certainly try.
I'm thinking that, and since I can't actually see anybody in here, I just blast this bit just to see what would happen. So I'm going to use my Eldritch Blast instead of the flaming thing.
All right, you do need to roll the hit.
The wall.
I hit an AC 9.
Okay, the wall's AC is mighty 5.
Woo! So. Okay.
Congratulations, you can hit the broadside of a barn.
Hooray! And I do 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Wait, no. Yes, 5 points of damage.
There's a big crack in the wall.
Woo!
Probably take another maybe 2 or 3, 1, maybe 2 hits, depending on how well you damage the wall.
How high up did he do that? Is that within hammer range?
Of a dwarf? No.
If I step on him, would it be like a hammer?
What I was trying to do is, like, I'm trying to
you're
do
shooting
it so,
up,
like, it's so a, I can it's, get up and get a clear shot at anybody who's standing
next to me.
Is
about 8 feet up, plus the distance of whatever flooring, whatever,
yeah.
So about 8 or 9 feet up in the air.
Right.
So you hit something up there probably a good 10 feet, 10, 11 feet in the air. So no, it's not within hammer range.
Unless I'm standing on the top of somebody.
Or flying or something. And if you can fly, well.
That's the dwarven special ability.
Just like the flying gun.
You're not a rouge, remember. And then I'm done.
He's part of the
Euro car.
Yes, clergy can
mark the wall.
A war captain down there.
Flying gun could fly.
Yeah.
Be a flying priest.
True. But I don't have the big hat.
He's gonna
with the flying nun
gleefully
fire
his longbow.
But part of that is because of her big hat.
Amina, what's your AC?
18.
Fires his longbow. He gets a 20, so he will hit.
No, he doesn't.
Sorry, he does. You take 9 points of damage.
Aww.
As an arrow slams itself firmly into your right arm. Top. That's what he does. Okay, we're back up to the dog brothers.
Who are all now like, huh, well, look at this.
This is fascinating.
This guy moves over here and picks up a crossbow.
I think the dog people there would be nice enough to resurrect us when we die.
This way.
Probably not.
They'd probably dump us into the fountain of filth.
That might resurrect us, but not in the way that you're
more like okay. Dead zombies.
That might bring us back, but not in the way that you're thinking.
All right, the two dog brothers that are in melee range.
This would be very interesting.
The ones looking at you, we'll see if they...
Worshipping all
they're not guys. Feeling rather bloodthirsty. You're down for the count, so they're good with that. Actually, this guy moves over and will actually start stripping your stuff off of you.
Well, that was nice of him.
So he takes your weapons, tosses them into a corner. So he starts to take crap off of
you. Off
of your unconscious corpse.
It's all good.
Nice. Body.
Soon to be
corpse.
This guy over here in the corner picks up a heavy crossbow.
I will do what I can.
These two guys, we're just going to do an attack on Amina and attack on Shinsari. Let's go ahead. They've all done that already, so sadly they can't do that again.
Yeah, they probably used it on me.
Yeah, they did. Shinsari, does a whopping 14 hit your AC?
No, it does not.
And Amina does, I'm assuming, a 10 misses you. Yeah.
Yes.
And it is your turn again, Amina. Are you bloodied at all?
No.
Good for you.
Half.
You go and do that.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Please don't hit your head.
6. Well, if 16 didn't hit them, I'm betting a 12 doesn't hit them either.
No.
I know, man. You better look.
Go with their armor.
Wait, let me take it.
Where in here would armor be listed?
Probably under your equipment.
Time for a different die.
go back the other way. Equipment. I don't know if she has it listed. Yeah, yeah, leather armor. You have leather armor.
How you doing, Dina?
And then I have to go to the front, the armor class. It's going to take a while for that to actually be... unless he's just going to destroy the leather armor.
All right.
He's not going to be able just to take it off.
Valenay, right. You are right. Unconscious. Give me another saving throw, please.
14.
Succeed. Chambin, you are prone at the bottom of the stairs.
What's... is it a minor action to stand up or standard action?
Move action stand up.
Move action. Then I stand up.
Move action stand up.
Ding!
Yes, and in case you're wondering, the slope on the slope, the reason why it's so hard is the slope on the stairs is about like that.
Okay, as a free
action...
not a 45
degree angle, it's more like a, you know,
60.
As a free action,
like
I pour myself some more beer.
Yes!
Why?
So I'll pour myself some more beer.
Okay, you pour yourself more beer.
And then I...
work, you're skilled at doing that with minor action.
No, I made it a free action, screw that.
You spend the feet?
No, I'm a dwarf.
That comes right. Naturally. You don't have to spend a feat for that.
So he attacked the wall.
Uh-huh.
Now, did the wall attack back like the gazebo?
No.
Okay. Well then, I'm
quite... it seems
quite,
to be a docile wall.
I'm quite willing to attack
the
docile wall.
Maybe it's a pacifist.
Wall. Okay. Well, I'm going to lance a fate the wall. At
right,
the same
the
spot that he attacked.
Roll the hit. AC5. You hit.
Yeah.
Roll damage. How much damage did you do?
I did 5.
Okay, I did a total of 6 points of damage, and then I want to let you can see.
Okay.
And
roll attack. Another solid hit might take put a hole in it.
And then you are a lock. Who goes next? Who goes after me?
Shinsari goes after.
Oh, did you add that +2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're unconscious.
Yes.
And you get a +2.
You didn't see him anyway.
It didn't matter. He got it before.
+2 to hit?
To his or her next attack roll.
Okay.
Cool. Alright, Shinsari, it's all you.
And then I drink my beer.
And you drink beer. Shinsari,
wow.
Phil, you are at the top of the stairs. You see rather ugly looking men wearing dog pelts attacking you. You see Valenay very much unconscious in the middle of the floor with one of the dudes stripping her down. And then you see a guy up top on a landing up there with a long bow.
Great. Okay.
I can't believe he stopped in the middle of the fight to loot her and other things.
Well, at this point, he's just taking
the weapons. He can't get up to attack anybody, so.
Don't care. Still pretty gross and messed up.
Alrighty then. If I
dog pelt.
If I cast a ranged power.
You were in 2 threatened zones, so
okay.
You're right. Maggie probably would die.
If you use the ranged power, then we'll both get opportunity attacks on you.
Got
it. I really hope not. You'll think, ooh, long.
Okay, and that's an encounter power, so I can only do that once. Crap. Okay.
That's okay, we may want to use them. Because...
oh. Leave the term to smoke them if you got them.
I already use it. That's
oh, yeah.
The
I used mine last there. Time.
Aluminum is not, isn't magnetic, dude.
Stop it.
Sorry, dude.
So I'm going to go ahead and... I'm
now,
gonna go ahead and mark the or curse the guy in front of me.
You get orange.
Okay. Yeah, the witch.
Curse this dude. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You curse him. You go, curse you!
Yes. Damn you! Then... let's see... okay, and then I should have prime shot on the guy in front of me. Because there is nobody closer.
Yep.
And I guess I'm just going to have to take it if they hit me. And then I'm going to go ahead and cast Eldritch Blast on the guy in front of me.
Okay, and that's a ranged attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they get their swings.
Yeah, I know.
One hits a 24 AC, and one hits a 8 AC.
Oh, the 24 obviously hits.
Okay. That would be 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Don't forget to add your plus 2 when you attack.
Okay. So that's 21 versus reflex.
21 versus reflex will hit.
That would be 11 points of damage.
He's still up.
Did you include your bonus because you shot the guy you marked?
It's just a hit.
It's just a hit.
Yeah.
With my curse, all I get is...
don't get the extra d6?
You should get it,
if
always.
If you damage a curse, you deal...
Yeah, the curse gives you extra damage. The prime shot doesn't, so... Yeah, always.
Whoa. Be using an extra... Yeah.
Plus 4 more.
Plus 4 more?
Take that.
4 more damage will kill you.
Woohoo! And I get to teleport. Yay!
Then get the hell out of there.
Yeah. If I were you, I know where I'd teleport.
Like back down the stairs?
Back to your mama's house.
But I don't know that I'd be able to get back up the stairs is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
You could have teleported to the other side of the room. Then you'd have your back against a wall, you wouldn't be flanked.
That's true.
I guess it depends on how hard
that
hits.
How far
can
you teleport?
Three squares.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can't
get back up into the wall back there. The farthest you can get into the room would be over here.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
It's just tempting.
Or you could put yourself in that back corner, but that's where they're blowing a hole in the wall, so that might not be such a smart idea.
Yeah, I think
it seems to be a little plaster and stuff knocked off the wall.
Well, and I'm sure that I can hear what's going on. Actually, where I'm standing, I can see what's going on. What the crap?
God blew up the wall!
Okay, where do you want to go?
Go ahead and move me back as far as I can go.
There?
Yeah.
Okay. Curse you all,
so you go. You bamf over there.
Yeah.
And we're at Mal.
Alright. Blasting the wall again.
Make your 2-hit roll. Hit AC5.
Oh yeah, 19.
Roll damage.
Are you hit against walls?
7.
That blows a chunk into the wall.
Now the question, the $1 million question, can we actually see anybody where we blew the hole through the wall?
Yeah, there's a hole in the wall about, foot and a half wide now. And that's this big chunk of plaster comes falling in. From where you're at...
You can see it.
Looking up...
Yeah.
Give me a perception check from where you're at.
Natural 20.
You see a dude... There is a dude just inside the room. You see a head bob around now and again. So he is... You can make an attack on him but he has superior cover.
So I'm going to do what I do in WoW. Or in War. Just hop and fire.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have an action point if Mal spent it.
It'll be on the first page. Is that
okay.
One there?
I'm gonna spend my action point.
Okay, erase your action point.
Oh, wait. I can see him, right?
Yes,
so
you can.
Is he already marked? Is
he
the one I already marked?
Okay. No.
He's not?
Not marked by you.
The purple one.
Okay, so...
I'm orange.
He is the dude you marked.
Since I probably can't tell, I'm gonna burn the minor action to mark him again.
Okay. Which supersedes your mark.
Yes. So, whatever. And I'm going to try and blast him. And probably miss horribly.
You're at a minus 5.
Okay. That would be an AC3.
Yeah, you fire a bolt into the room.
What did you try to hit him with?
Eldritch Blast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Guy at the top of the ladder gets to go again. He's having just dandy old time with his longbow.
He doesn't get a turn.
He doesn't get a turn?
No, he doesn't.
He vetoes that. I think it takes a turn anyway. Tosses his longbow. Minor action to draw.
We are in a democracy.
Okay.
At least that's what they tell us.
He drops the longbow, draws out a bastard sword.
Oh, great.
That bastard.
And jumps down.
No!
Does he say Blargos?
It falls right through the floor.
Lands just fine, but does not fall through the floor.
That would have been classic.
Yay!
Yes, but that would have only happened if one of us hit it.
Yeah.
And let's see, Miner, that was a...
Well,
he gets to take a swipe at you.
Cursed adventure.
So we take a swipe at you.
You're a bastard.
I am a son of a bitch. Okay.
See if I ever cook you dinner again.
No, that's fine. He'll just serpent strike you. Does a 16 hit your AC?
No.
16 is your AC.
Yeah.
By which you mean yes.
Which you mean yes.
But have you... Well, wait. Do you have the shadow step thing? You probably do. You have shadow walk, because all warlocks
have...
You
moved three spaces.
You moved three spaces, so you at least have concealment. I don't know if that gives him a penalty
that's
to
a
hit
plus
you.
Plus two.
Minus two to his attack roll, so he will miss then.
Ha ha!
Minus two plus two.
No. That's good.
Either way.
We don't want this guy to hit you.
Or something.
Okay. This door bashes open.
Crap.
You guys come in.
Have you ever thought of joining the church?
And they see you over there, so they navigate
pamphlets.
Over this way through all this crap.
I know you're not a dwarf, but...
I have pamphlets.
They look like Mexican wrestlers.
Dainthar,
they're missing our masks.
Charging in.
Dainthar loves all his children, even the Mexican wrestler one.
Does a 15 hit your AC?
Lucha, lucha!
No, actually. Okay. It clings on my armor.
One takes a swing with a mason.
I told you, I'm a clergy. God is protecting me. God isn't protecting the rest of you, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, I noticed. I fell really hard. I forgot
God is so far
times.
Protecting me.
The Dog Brothers get to go again.
No.
Turn.
When is it my turn?
This guy moves ahead with his crossbow and takes a shot at
Amina. Zina says she wants
Amina,
a turn.
And will hit you.
Aww.
Two whole points of damage from the crossbow.
All the way down.
Come
on, all the way, all
this guy,
the way down.
This guy is going to use his move, his move action to
like
shift away from the big giant opening so you can't see him anymore.
Damn it!
Yeah, and we'll
plenty of guys
take
here.
A swing at you. Which will miss horribly with a 9.
And fall down.
This giant pedestal.
Yes. The guy who was looting her corpse will stop looting her corpse.
Sweet. I still have my armor.
Use a minor action to redraw his short sword and then take a swing at you.
God damn it.
It could be a jackass to have him just take a swing at you with his scimitar, but he already threw that before. Does a 17 hit your AC?
Oh, that would be funny.
No!
On the scimitar!
Stab!
You still have the concealment from
Yes.
Set, so no. Good, good, good. Amina, you're up.
We got more guys.
I forgot that.
We still got four
hit
guys.
Him!
It's
about time you
I'm
down.
Pretty sure I hit him.
To be continued next week.
Sellswords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3, by Harley Stroh, with additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Rudell, cover art by Eric Lofgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons,
published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.